This is the VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday urged Republicans running for Senate to consider without delay his upcoming nomination to fill the U.S. Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just 6 weeks before the election. President Trump says that he has already compiled a short list of potential nominees. The U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said that he already plans to nominate someone and confirm on Friday night, and as a result of Ginsburg's death, and call a vote for Mr. Trump's upcoming nominee. Democrats say that it's hypocrisy after McConnell refused to consider then-President Barack Obama's nominee, Judge Merrick Garland, 11 months before the 2016 election. And again, Mr. Trump says that he does have a list of nominees already.
I've gotten to know many of them. I think it's probably, from a legal standpoint, from a sophisticated understanding of the law, from a constitutional standpoint, I think it's the greatest list ever assembled.
The remaining eight U.S. Supreme Court justices and two former colleagues have been speaking out about their feelings regarding Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday at the age of 87.
The justices all wrote of Ginsburg's undying devotion to the law and her grace as a colleague. Chief Justice John Roberts describes her as a jurist of historic stature and a tireless and resolute champion of justice. Justice Clarence Thomas calls Ginsburg a dear colleague and friend, a superb judge who gave her best and exacted the best from each of us.
That's AP's Ben Thomas reporting, and this is VOA News. Amid an exceptionally busy Atlantic hurricane season, the U.S. state of Texas and its coast is preparing for a tropical storm that could strengthen into a hurricane before breaching its shores in the days ahead. Both the city of Galveston and the Galveston County on Saturday issued voluntary evacuation orders ahead of Tropical Storm Beta. Officials say the system could approach hurricane strength as it approaches Texas Monday. Forecasters have issued a tropical storm warning in Texas and Louisiana. Meanwhile, tropical storm warning is in effect for Bermuda due to Hurricane Teddy. U.S. President Trump on Saturday touted what he's called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president is seeking to ban over security concerns. Speaking to reporters on the White House South Lawn, President Trump says he supports a proposed deal between Oracle and Walmart for the U.S. operations of TikTok.
They'll be hiring at least 25,000 people. It'll most likely be incorporated in Texas. It'll be a brand new company.
About 100 million Americans use TikTok, and U.S. officials have expressed concern about user data and the potential for China to access that information. Mr. Trump's critics have said that while TikTok security risks are unclear, the sweeping ban he had proposed raised concerns about the government's ability to regulate free expression. A Russian opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, says that he is recovering his verbal and physical abilities at the German hospital where he is being treated for suspected nerve agent poisoning. More from AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
Navalny, the most visible opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin, fell ill on a domestic flight to Moscow on the 20th of August and was transferred to Germany for treatment 2 days later. A German military lab later determined that the Russian politician was poisoned with Novichok, the same class of Soviet-era agent that Britain said was used on a former Russian spy and his daughter in England in 2018. Navalny was kept in an induced coma for more than a week while being treated with an antidote. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Police in the capital of Belarus cracked down sharply Saturday on a women's protest march demanding the president's resignation, arresting more than 200 people, including an elderly woman who has become a symbol of the 6 weeks of protests that have roiled the country. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.